Coronavirus update. I'm Julie Walker with an AP News Minute. Drugstore chains are still trying to find enough employees to put a stop to temporary pharmacy closures, like during lunch and shortened hours. More than a year ago, a rush of vaccines, virus tests, and a busy flu season overwhelmed many drugstores, which are offering signing bonuses and raising pay. One expert says there isn't a shortage of pharmacists, but a shortage of those wanting to work in high-stress environments. China has suspended or closed the social media accounts of more than 1,000 critics of the government's policies on the COVID outbreak as the country moves to roll back harsh antivirus restrictions. The ruling Communist Party had largely relied on the medical community to justify its tough lockdowns. A year after being deported from Australia because he refused the COVID vaccine, Novak Djokovic has not only gotten vaccinated, but made it to the finals of the Australian Open. He plays Sebastian Korda tomorrow. I'm Julie Walker.